Concert for Hope. By R.D. Hempton. Ms. Mary Tate has undertaken a task that, by the standards of many, is impossible. She has begun a place for women who find themselves in troubled situations. She is trusting in Almighty God to provide this place. She will take those women whom the state and county governments sent to her, but she will not take the help they would provide, knowing that their help comes with the price tag of them being able to dictate to her how she must operate, which includes not allowing her to make Jesus the center of all. She does what she does without any government assistance. Robert Elwood Everett of Unity on a Mission was MIC of the event. The first performers, John Maddox and Friends, Chad Prout on keyboard, Deborah Williams, and John Maddox. Mary shared that, at sundown, it was Rosh Hashanah, the year 5776. She blew the shofar and told everyone, "The shofar is made out of blood, skin and bone and makes a sound. Jesus was blood, skin and bone crucified. If you don't know your heritage, how can you know your future?" Robert and Mary did a drawing for a giveaway. "Everyone in this room," said Robert Everett, "has suffered from the ravages of drug abuse, either yourself or someone in your family. Jesus is the only real solution." After the offering, Perry House performed, "There'll Be No More Dentures in Heaven. There'll Be No Poly Grip There. We'll Sing and We'll Shout and Our Teeth Won't Fall Out. There'll Be No More Dentures in Heaven." Tommy Jones on drums, and Robert Elwood Everett on guitar and vocal. Unity on a Mission band played their famous Holy Fire Hearing Protection Required modified to include Tommy's drum solo and Elwood's rap. "Remember the first time you realized how much God loved you," said Robert. "Go back to that time." Ms. Mary McClinton or Ms. Mary's House of Hope spoke. She thanked everyone for their participation. Pastor Joel Martin, who hosted the concert, gave a praise report and dismissed everyone. "The event was most certainly more than worth attending.